Another direction?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Glad you joined us as we continue coverage of the fallout from the financial crisis. It was sold to Congress as a plan to buy up all the bad loans, mortgage-related securities. Now there are reports that Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson is charting a new course, and a chunk of that $700 billion bailout should be shifted to other areas that could help the economy. Why? Some answers this morning from Marketplace's Steve Henn.
The bailout was supposed to get banks lending again. They're not. So now Paulson wants to give $50 billion to the Federal Reserve in hopes of jumpstarting the market for consumer loans.
This market, which is vital for lending and growth, has for all practical purposes ground to a halt.
Normally, when you use your credit card or get a car loan, some of your debt is bundled up and sold as bonds to investors. 40% of all consumer lending used to be financed this way. But the market for consumer debt has collapsed, and that's making car loans and credit cards more expensive. Paulson hopes that $50 billion and some government guarantees will get it moving again. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Markets around the world this morning are struggling. Europe stocks are down this morning by 1 to 2%. In Asia, the Nikkei and Hang Seng shed about 5% each. Here in the States, the Dow dropped about 5% yesterday. The S&P had big losses too. And the Nasdaq sits at its lowest value since 2003. It's about when the last real economic downturn hit Deutschland. Germany is reeling from some sobering numbers, and officially now it is in recession. Here's Kyle James in Berlin.
Germany has long prided itself on being the world's export champion, but its dependence on foreign markets is a big reason the economy has gone into the red. That's according to Jürgen Mattes, a senior economist at the Cologne Institute for Economic Research.
Our export ratio in GDP is close to 50%, much larger than compared to Japan or the U.S. And so when the world economy gets into problems, Germany's export gets into problems, and that's what we see now.
German engineering giant Siemens announced more than 10,000 new layoffs. At the same time, car makers Opel and BMW are cutting back on production. Next year doesn't look much better. A panel of top economic advisors yesterday predicted zero growth in 2009 and higher unemployment. They called on the government to spend more than $60 billion to help the country weather the storm. In Berlin, I'm Kyle James for Marketplace.
Kohl's, Nordstrom, and Walmart released their quarterly earnings today. And with the holidays approaching, retailers are looking for any morsel of good news. But times are tough, as Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
We know it's going to be a long, chilly Christmas for retailers, but just how bad is it going to be? Retail consultant Bert Flickinger predicts shoppers will spend $20 to $30 billion less this year than they did last year.
Last time we saw sales so soft was during the big retail recession of the early 80s.
Flickinger says nobody is being spared. Nordstrom's, Best Buy, and Ann Taylor have slashed prices 30 and 40%, sales they usually reserve for the post-holiday shopping season. So who is doing well? Flickinger says discounters who are offering something extra, like H&M, which is launching a line from posh designer Comme des Garçons today.
As consumers are moving from full-price stores to off-price stores, U.S. shoppers are starved for deep discount stores like H&M.
And Kmart and Walmart. Flickinger says their aggressive advertising campaigns and promotions have been very effective with this year's stingy shoppers. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. More at thrivent.com. By Medtronic, working for improved healthcare access with Health Connect, a practical guide to community outreach. Available to patient-serving groups at medtronic.com/community. And by Clarkson Potter, publishers of The Splendid Table's How to Eat Supper, a holiday gift idea for people who love to eat. Now available at splendidtable.org.
Maybe you've heard the business term leverage. It's really just a fancy word for borrowing. So deleveraging should mean paying the money back, right? Not so much. Maybe it's time we consult with Sally Herships over at the Marketplace Decoder.
Leverage has gotten a bad rap recently, but David Byme of Columbia Business School says borrowing isn't a bad thing.
If people are willing to lend you money, you can do more. You can buy more things.
But it can get out of hand. Byam said that's what happened in the early 2000s with the housing boom.
You could get money. I think I got something like 4 5/8%. It was really a cheap rate.
And it wasn't just people borrowing big to buy houses. Companies borrowed to buy competitors. Investment funds borrowed billions to buy mortgage-backed bonds. Many of them borrowed way too much.
We call it leverage because being in debt makes good times better, but it makes bad times worse, sort of like alcohol.
Imagine buying a $1 million home with $100,000 down. If the home appreciates 10%, you double your money. But if the value of the home falls 10%, you could lose everything. Some investment companies borrowed 30 times what they had in the bank. They bought mortgage-backed securities, which was fine when the value of those bonds was rising. But when they started to fall, the companies stood to lose a lot of money. And it was time to deleverage.
There's only two ways to do that. One is to build up more capital to meet the assets, or to sell off the assets.
Building capital, or making money, in other words, is tough when the markets are sliding and the economy is in a recession. So investment firms have to sell. And the more bonds, stocks, and loans they sell, the more they have to lower the prices to find buyers. And that brings all the markets down.
Trouble is, there's not enough hands to hold all the assets that we've created. So the world is having trouble deleveraging all at the same time. We can't all deleverage because somebody's got to buy the assets we're trying to sell.
It's not just the investment companies that are in trouble. David Byam says the average American household borrows 24 times what it earns. Most of the stuff that we've bought with that money is declining in value. And as we slip into recession, it's getting harder for us to keep up the payments on our debt. And that means we need to deleverage, every bit as badly as the banks do. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
We're podcasting, and we have all kinds of information at our website, marketplace.org. Hope to see you there. Thanks for joining us here in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us. Enjoy your Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.